at WAMW as we visit this morning with the Arts and Flowers Garden Club, and we have Sheila
O'Malley
with us, and Jan from the Washington Arts and Flowers Garden Club, and they're ready for their garden expo. You know, ladies, here's the deal. We've got 60-degree temperatures coming up this weekend. People are ready to talk about gardening, aren't they?
I am so ready to get out in the garden, and we are so happy to have our third annual Garden Expo at the Washington Community Building at Eastside Park on Saturday, February the 25th.
You know, here's this thing has grown. This will be the third year for it, like you said. But in the past 2 years, just from the first year and last year, every year it seems you get more and more people to come through. This is a great event.
Oh, it is just a wonderful Saturday to spend talking about gardening. We have over 34 vendors. I know it's hard to believe that we can squeeze 34 vendors into that community building, but we can. We've got some of our old favorites coming back. Of course I can, Jams and Jellies, Percolon, and oh, one of my favorites is Rerot. They have home decor. But we've also got some new vendors this year.
And Sheila, talk about, for somebody that's coming out, they can experience the home and garden atmosphere of it, but you can really get some great ideas for decor for your yard, too.
You sure can, yes. They take a lot of recycled furniture and items from the tool shed, even, and make something very useful and practical, very decorative.
Is there a charge to get in?
Nope, absolutely free. And this year we have something unique coming. It's something new. We've never done it before. It's classes. That it's a gentleman from Missouri is going to come, and he'll give a lesson, about an hour lesson, on papercrete pottery.
Wow.
And that is, of course, being the Arts and Flowers Garden Club, we're good on recycling and reusing. And with Team Up to Clean Up, we're associated with it. But this gentleman takes paper, any kind of used paper, telephone books, anything like that, tears it into strips, and then he soaks it into water, soaks it into water for 24 hours, and then puts Portland cement in it. He has a certain recipe, and then he puts perlite in that. And it forms a real light, usable container for plants.
What a deal.
And
you
can, it is.
And I'm sure you can purchase some of these at the
Oh, you sure can, yes. His wife has a wonderful assortment of it.
And Jan, how many members are you up to now? This Arts and Flowers Garden Club has grown leaps and bounds to a lot of members involved with this.
We've got about 50 ladies here in Washington who are members of the club, and I'm going to tell you, this is a hardworking group. Want to mention that the expo starts at 9 a.m. It's over at 3 p.m., and this year, again, we've also got our silent auction. It is a lot of fun, and I'll tell you, we really appreciate all the local businesses who contribute to our silent auction, and you can get some really good bargains. You don't have to be present to win, so come anytime between 9 and 2 o'clock, though, is when the silent auction ends. You don't have to be present to win, and just a great time. But also want to mention we're going to have breakfast and lunch
while
we're there.
And is there a cost for the meal?
Yes, you do have to pay, but boy, it's worth it. Those cinnamon rolls, when you come in at 9, you can just smell them all over. They're fresh and hot and wonderful.
Homemade cinnamon rolls, not from a can.
You're supposed to bring samples when you come in, ladies. Come on now. Again, the date, save it on your calendar, February 25th. It's a Saturday. Through the Garden Gate, third annual Arts and Flowers Garden Club Garden Expo. It'll be at the community building at Eastside Park. About, what did you say, 37 vendors, 38 vendors?
34.
34 vendors.
Yes.
In the community building. That is going to be a lot to see. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely free to get in. And I'm sure at this point, though, with 34 vendors, you're probably maxed on vendor space, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, we are. We have a waiting list, as a matter of fact.
Is that right?
Yes,
well,
we do.
That's a good problem to have. So make sure to get out to this event. You'll take a lot from it. It is certainly a way to get into the spring spirit and get spring fever at the Art and Flowers Garden Club Garden Expo, Saturday, February 25th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. At the community building at Eastside Park. Ladies, thank you so much. We appreciate it and look forward to the event. I'll keep the flyer and we'll keep getting the word out for you, okay?
Great. That's wonderful. Thanks, Dwayne.
You betcha. Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.